Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lori's just telling me how bad I am at that game, but I'm good at picking out furniture, and yes. I love going to Furniture Manor.
Yes, and I really hope that if you have been, like, just thinking, I mean, because Stephanie filled in the other day for you, and she's just like, I realize I can't buy the couch I'm looking for and some lamps. It's not going to work out online. I need to see stuff and feel it.
You have
to. Sit on it.
Lay on it.
I'm like, why are you not going up to Furniture Manor? Like, there are not even that many furniture stores like them anymore. A family owned, but a huge, with a very interesting mix of all kinds of furniture and every kind of price range and every kind of design level. Contemporary, mid-century.
But not overwhelming. Their store, 2 miles north of 694 on County Road 81 in Osseo, is so well worth it. You will fall in love with Furniture Manor, and you think, oh, I could use that. Oh, I love that. Or I can see where that would go. And if you don't, they've got designers there that help you that are wonderful. Furniture Manor.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right,
Grant.
Yes, it's a Friday. Hi, guys. A little Friday.
Favorite.
A little Friday fun dirt here. Let's start out with Shania Twain. We learned about a week or two ago that she said one of the greatest moments in her career was when she shared the stage with Harry Styles. I think it was at Coachella, I believe.
It was. And they sang
I Feel Like a Woman. And it's just, and the connection between Harry's mom and Shania and that song. What a cool story. But we've also got her now on the cover of In Style magazine, and she is rocking a very, very unique
wild look.
She's got a really,
I think it's cool,
black sky high mohawk with a corset that I can't even describe. It reminds me of a Beetlejuice-esque type costume. You know,
it's very Madonna-like, actually.
Yeah. And this is posted to the Lori and Julia Thank show you. Page, so you can check this out. It's the cover of In Style magazine. Shania Twain continues.
Taint. I like Shania Taint.
She continues.
She's related to a Twain, but she's got a taint.
That's true. She continues to rock our world for sure.
It taint the that and it taint the that. It's the taint.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a Friday.
Freaky Friday. Well,
that's how you explain it when someone asks.
That's true.
I hope no one knew what we were talking about.
Well, we'll keep this one in a little positive note here. This is really, 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 I'm excited about this. John Williams is going to be getting his own documentary. Now, if you don't know who John Williams is, he has been doing scores and he's a screen composer behind probably some of the most amazing movies that you have seen. He's really tied directly to Steven Spielberg. He's done every single movie that Steven Spielberg has done. When you're thinking Star Wars, or, you know, he did the Star Wars. Steven Spielberg didn't do Star Wars, but Star Wars, Indiana Jones, the theme music to Jurassic Park, Back to the Future. I mean, if you have heard his scores, you know them.
Yeah. And this is so cool because, I mean, I feel like John Williams is like, is he 93, 98?
I believe he's 91. Wow, and he's 90. He's 90 right now. And he is doing his last film, which is the new Indiana Jones.
Yeah. That's what he keeps saying. But, you know, Steven Spielberg, he was at his table at the Golden Globes.
Oh, I love that.
Because they were, because he was nominated.
Yes.
John Williams.
He was for, I can't,
I think it was for The Fableman.
The Fableman. Yep, it was. Yes, that's it. And so he is right.
That's cool.
He's going to be working alongside Steven himself and his production company. Steven is going to be an executive producer of this. And there's going to be another person tied to it, Laurette Bonozoriu, who's done a lot of major documentaries in the past. So this is very
exciting. Think anyone has scored more movies than he is. Probably used to be Henry Mancini.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Back.
Look at that.
But like that infamous Jurassic Park music when they open the doors. I mean, I've got goosebumps thinking about it. This will be a really cool documentary. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go on to our fan favorite on this show, Elvis, and the sad passing of Lisa Marie Presley. So we've got some updates here about her upcoming memorial. So it looks like the family is going to be doing a private gathering before the public memorial, where we're going to have.
Is the public memorial Sunday?
Yes, the public memorial is going to be Sunday. But prior to that, we're going to have Lisa Marie. Well, not Lisa. We're going to have Priscilla Presley. We're going to have Danny Keough. You're going to have Michael Lockwood. Her three daughters. They're all going to be part of her ex-husband's
going to be there.
Yeah, and they're going to be all part of this specific one. But then on Sunday, the public service, they are going to be also, their rumor is that they will be attending there as well. And it looks like, but not confirmed, Austin Butler is potentially going to be attending the Sunday service at Graceland as well.
Wow. Oh, I know Riley posted her first. She's a very infrequent Instagram person. Yes. She did when they filming Wrapped on Daisy Jones and the Six, like maybe the end of October, she posted the poster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was the last post, you know, and she did one earlier in the summer about her brother. You know, she's just stayed on social media. But today,
Friday morning.
Yeah, she posted a photo of herself with Lisa Marie looking at her, and she's looking up at her, and she looks like she's maybe seven.
Yeah, it's very, very young.
It's such a sweet picture. I feel for, Riley is 33.
Yep.
So those the twins are 14, so big mm-hmm. age gap between mm-hmm. the sisters. So.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, so this was, and the picture, like you said, is just breathtaking. They're just looking into each other's eyes mm-hmm. at such a young age. Just a really cool mother-daughter picture there. So there's the update with what's going on mm-hmm. at the compound at Graceland for, mm-hmm. you know, the passing mm-hmm. of Lisa Marie. But we also, today, we were kind of given a little bit of a sneak peek into the 2023 BAFTA Awards. And we've got some categories. We've got some nominees. We've got some people who were left out.
Okay.
Let me give you a few of these. Now, the big thing that is kind of, you can recognize here is Top Gun Maverick is finally at the BAFTAs, is not getting recognized for best movie. It's going to be looked at for more for its technical side of things, which I think is the right perspective, because this, in my eyes, is not a movie, it's a ride.
Yeah.
And I don't want this movie to be up against, let's say, Elvis or other good movies out mm-hmm. there
really?
That were actually, yeah, I mean, it's a great movie.
It's nominated in the four craft, editing, okay. cinematography, all the stuff that movie is like, I'm like, it's not a snub that Tom Cruise didn't get a BAFTA nomination.
No.
I mean, there's nothing different groundbreaking about that performance.
The acting, but the movie, I thought.
It was a great movie.
I liked that movie.
Yeah. But it just didn't, there wasn't a lot of dialogue. There wasn't a lot of, you know, character development.
Elvis got a nomination up against all these serious movies. Everything Everywhere All at Once isn't serious. I mean, that's what's considered like a superhero kind of action movie, really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when I've watched it the two times I've tried, I did not get that feeling.
Okay, keep going. Wait till she gets hot dog fingers.
We'll look for the hot dog.
Easy hot dog.
So best film, you've got All Quiet on the Western Front, The Banshees of Inisherin, and Elvis, Everything Everywhere, All at Once, and then Tar for the best movies.
Did our guy Austin get nominated for leading actor?
He did. Austin Butler, leading actor. We've got Colin Farrell, who we have as our pick for our My Talkies.
We don't care if you like the other guy better.
Yeah. Brendan Fraser from The Whale. We've got Bill Nye from Living, Paul Mescal from Aftersun, and Daryl McCormick from Good Luck to You, Leo Grand. Remember that one?
Yeah.
That was a good movie. That's the guy in it.
I love that.
Yeah. That was the
I
really like that. That was a really cool take on a relationship at different stages in one person's life, mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. Supporting actress Angela Bassett from Black Panther, who I love. We've got Carrie Condo from The Banshees of Inisherin, Dolly D. Leon from Triangles of Sadness. Let's go over to supporting actor here, where we can see for Kehu Kwan, is that his name?
Yeah.
The guy that already
mm-hmm.
won the Golden mm-hmm. Globe for Everything Everywhere All at Once is also nominated for a BAFTA for supporting actor. So some big names here.
That's good. That's exciting. And then it's Kate and Michelle Yeoh and Viola Davis and Daniel Deadweiler and Ana de Armas in the Best Actress category.
There we go.
For Blonde. Oh, dear.
All right, Grant, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. And that's your Friday Dirt Alert. Let's take...
Hey, gang. Everyone knows how much Lori and I love Chanhassen Dinner Theaters, the nation's largest professional dinner theater, and for all your go-to dining and entertainment. Coming up next on the main stage is the Tony Award-winning hit musical, The Prom, starting on February 10th.
And this is a new Broadway show, everyone. It's fresh, it's contemporary, it's a big, bright musical full of fun, great dancing, music, and comedy, everything that Chan does so well. It also has an amazing message of kindness and acceptance. Based on a true story, we already have our tickets. Be sure to get your tickets for The Prom. It's only there for 4 months. And then they also do outstanding tribute concerts coming up. Frank Sinatra, then they're doing one to kind of the yacht cruise music, and then Alabama.
Love this. And if you're in need of some great laughs, aren't we all? Check out Stevie Ray's Comedy Club every Friday and Saturday night. For tickets, visit ChanhassenDT.com. Chanhassen Dinner Theater's always entertaining you.
Time for Weekend Picks. Presented by AARP Minnesota.
You doing anything fun this weekend?
You know, we should do something this weekend.
Anything interesting going on?
Any recommendations?
We need to have some fun.
Here with fun stuff to do this weekend are Lori and Julia.
Who's going first? Grant, you go first. Give us your sports talk.
All right, I'll give you a few sports things going on right now. Well, obviously, we're not going to be able to watch our Vikings this weekend because they couldn't figure out how to win last weekend. But that's okay because we called.
We would have lost this weekend.
We would have lost this weekend, exactly. Well, tomorrow night, if you want to go check out the Timberwolves playing in town here, they're playing the Houston Rockets at 7 p.m. in town. And the Gopher women's basketball team is at Purdue. You could watch that one on TV. We always got to support the local women's team here. And Gopher men's hockey is in town tonight and tomorrow night at 7 p.m. against the Michigan Wolverines. So that's kind of fun. And Gopher women's hockey is keeping it in state here, but they're heading up to Bemidji. They're taking on Bemidji State for the next two days, 3 p.m. showings. Today, that one already took place. Tomorrow, 3 p.m., you can watch them on Fox 9 if you'd like. You watch the women's Gopher hockey team. And one thing I wanted to bring to attention that we could watch this weekend is basically the Saturday Night Live has Aubrey Plaza and Sam Smith as their musical guest. Yes. So that should be a fun Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I will go, honey.
What do you got? What are we doing outside this weekend, you know, Julia?
Well, you can see the U.S. Pond Hockey Championships is out on Lake Nokomis.
That is so fun.
Is it?
24 rinks. Oh. Jess and her hubby, you know, go every year.
I used to go.
And people grab a thermos, you know, and some cheer on the professionals. There's opportunities for you to skate. No cost.
Yep.
Until the 29th, so it's at Lake Nokomis, and you can go out there. So if you don't want to go there.
This would be something to do with some kids.
Yes.
I'm having kids
over tomorrow, and I'm like, what are we going to do with them?
Is that why you asked me if there's a monster truck rally?
Yes. Yes. What's going on? Lori's looking for it. And then the Art Shanty, which is an annual art festival on Lake Harriet.
Oh, well, you can go to both lakes.
Outdoor experiences, and then... you know, I can't beat a Madagascar. I can't say Lake Calhoun. I just don't know the new name. I'm sorry. But anyway,
I think you were pretty close there.
Bademascar.
All right, I'm getting it.
So that's where the shanties are?
Yes, Lori, that's on Lake Harriet. And that's where you see all these different pop-up art things going on that look kind of cool. And then the snow sculpturing, which you could go to, is in Stillwater.
Oh.
And so they are the World Snow Sculpting Championships, teams from around the world. And they started, that would be a great little day trip if you went early.
Yeah.
You know, so that is happening in Stillwater. So snow sculptures, pond hockey, art chanting, and then you can go skiing.
We're
skiing at our great local ski areas.
Yeah, we got the fresh snow.
If that's what we're calling it.
Well, they're making snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's so great to be outside.
Yes.
Do it.
All right. So I got all inside stuff. I got nothing but music. A lot of music is happening this weekend. Tonight, this fun band from, I think they're from Milwaukee. They're called the Jimmies. And they play in town like maybe every 6-7 weeks. But they're at Wilebski's.
Fun.
And then First Avenue, one of the best nights of... music is their best new bands. You know, it's a bunch of different bands.
Sure.
That's tonight at First Avenue. Turn is playing at the Dakota. Which,
they're great.
Great band. And then Suki Waterhouse, model turned singer, has a show at the Fine Line.
And she's dating Robert Pattinson and used to be dating Bradley Cooper.
Right.
But I've been with Twinkles for years.
Yeah, they've been together a long time, and he just walked the Dior show. So I don't think he's going to be hanging out in the Fine Line, but who knows?
And that is a very intimate place to see music. It's wonderful.
That's where we saw Lisa Marie Presley.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so that's tonight. Then tomorrow night, there is something really fun happening at First Avenue. And it's the 16th annual Happy Birthday Janice show, which is an all ages show tomorrow. It had a 2-year hiatus. And if you remember, Jill Michaelson, she was, she created the show, but she also portrayed Janis Joplin in the Love Janis at the Ordway Center back in 2007. She was on our show.
She was on our show. I totally remember her.
Really amazing. And the Brothers Almanac, they're a tribute band to
Allman Brothers.
The Allman Brothers. So that's tomorrow night at 70 First Avenue Palooza. That's right. Mm-hmm. And doors open at 7, shows at 8. Tickets at the door are $20. But this is like Janis would have been 80 years old.
All right, now that's wild.
She would have been in, of course, so many great songs, and Jill is really good, but they've got a lot of... So that's two, double night at First Avenue. Stereo Kitchen is playing at Bunkers tomorrow night.
Oh,
I kind of love that name, Stereo Kitchen.
Stereo Kitchen. Mm-hmm. And then West Side is at the Minnesota Music Cafe, and Jamecia Bennett, who we last saw...
And Mrs. Potts,
Beauty and the Beast, is at the Dakota tomorrow night.
Love it.
So,
can I tell you what I just got?
What?
Do you have pickup lines?
Well, I have. In honor of, you know, just like maybe you're going to hit up a senior citizen this weekend or an older person, or you're going to meet Rita Moreno or
and ask them for their landline.
Yeah, yeah, equivalent. If I just had some older people pickup lines,
give them to us.
How'd you like to make me feel like a kid again?
Very cute.
Bad. I mean, anyone could do that.
Yes.
Let's see. Maybe you're visiting someone at the, a hospital or a home. You could say something like, my arteries aren't the only things that have hardened.
Still get hard.
Oh, I've hardened.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's just absolutely terrible. Yeah. How funny would that be?
Oh, it'd be so funny.
Can't you just see?
How about this? My teeth and I no longer sleep together, but you and I definitely should.
Jump, jump.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. I'm retired, so just so you know, so I have time to please you.
That's not bad.
I like that. How'd you like to be in my will?
Okay, now that's perfect.
Let's see if I have one. Let's see. Is your name Viagra? Because I don't think they'd be able to close my casket after a night with you.
Oh my gosh.
Serious.
Mm-hmm. Your mom and dad, do they still listen at this time of the day, Grant?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're laughing along, too. Yeah.
Victoria.
How about if I take you home and show you my medicine cabinet?
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah, those are good.
I have a little tiny blue pill in there that might work out.
Yeah, exactly. What do I have any more? Girl, I'd fake being a blind old man just to touch you inappropriately.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord. I would sing my teeth into that booty, but they might just stay there.
Okay.
Good Lord.
So
that was a little gross. Yeah,
so gross, but funny.
Yeah, I know it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys. Well,
listen.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that's a good one. That's a good one.
Note to end it on.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for First Equity Mortgage. And house buying is still happening. Refinances are happening. Mortgage rates, you know, sometimes people like, hey, if you're looking at this spring, you want to get everything going. Now's the time to start doing that because the market, we know, will heat up a little bit again in the spring.
And there might be more competition. So please get yourself, get your ducks in a row. The other thing is, you know, working with First Equity is that they are your partner. They will help you make the best decisions for you because they don't want to just work with you now. They want to work with you in the future. And like so many of us, we were talking to David the other day. Our kids are now calling David.
Right.
So many of our listeners' kids are calling David and his team at First Equity. They're wonderful to work with. And it just makes making smart choices is just so wise, and they will help you do that with customer service beyond. They're really wonderful. Can't say it enough. Keyword David at my top.
I had to have Graham play that. That's one of my favorite bird songs. It's just such a good song. I always thought it was the Beatles for, I think, the longest time. It's just such a good song.
Mm-hmm.
And I think David Crosby didn't he say that, like, we were just trying to sound like them? And I mean, well, that was just a great, that's a great.
In that video that they put on us, he said that when he bought his first guitar and they showed a picture of one of the Beatles standing in the mirror and then they showed a picture of himself. And he said, like, he tried to emulate everything he could. But then remember, he said, like, they tried to name that tour the American version of the Beatles, where he was like, there's a line we have to draw. Right. Like, we want to be the Beatles, but there's a line.
Ah, that's just a great song.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, David, maybe you're rocking out with Elvis.
Maybe you're rocking out with Elvis.
Did he say it was cloudy up there right now or something?
That was his Twitter last from a couple days ago.
If you were looking at me right now, Grant, and you were to describe these headsets that Lori and I have on, what would you call them?
Around the ear?
I would say there are late 90s, early 2000s headphones that protect your hair. They wrap behind the head.
Yes.
Lightweight.
Weight.
Headphones that didn't mess up your hair. That's why those were created, so that you didn't have the push down. It.
Thank you, because Lori's are out, falling apart now, and I'm going to order her.
I already remember I saved the link because I bought you guys your last.
Will you buy them for us?
Yes, I'll get you some more.
And then we'll give you money. Yes, okay, because I have. If you want to, okay.
I've got the link for the last ones we got. We'll
okay, because I couldn't think of the name. I have to.
And we seriously hate the kind of headphones you have because they wreck your hair.
They do. That's why. Yeah.
And I don't like to wear. I don't like to wear them on my ear.
They get warm.
Ears, I worry about, you know,
going deaf.
Tinnitus.
Yeah.
Tinnitus. What is
tinnitus?
Tinnitus, but it also has
tinnitus.
But it's not tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
We're saying it wrong.
No, I know.
You know what I got?
What's that?
A CD player.
Oh yeah.
I finally got one. And like that you put, you know, you stack with your receiver.
Oh, yeah. You got the SEP. I love that.
I got it for Christmas and just got the other, you know, the latest version. So excited because when you go to the cabin, I got the internet up there finally, 25 years later and everything, but I can't stand not being able to play music. I hate relying on satellites sometimes, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. I got an actual pushing the buttons in all my old CDs. So if you have some you want me to play and bring to the cabin.
Yeah, no, I have. I mean, I have a portable CD player and I have a CD player in our bedroom.
Do you use it?
Yeah, sometimes.
I mean,
I put it on shuffle.
Yeah.
The old six CDs. And then I just hit shuffle.
I'm just excited. I know it sounds stupid.
Yeah, you know.
There's a record store day happening tomorrow, too. There's a record day happening. Mm-hmm.
So Electric Feed is.
Yep. Selling 45s. I mean, it's a big day tomorrow if people
down
want
the valley.
It.
Yeah.
Vinyl sales are finally, for the first time in years, on the decline.
Oh, really?
They were always, for the last 5 or 6 years, I just read this report a couple days ago that not drastically, but the vinyl is going down, and this is a new trend, and it's been around, but cassette tapes. Mm. People are going back to the old classic cassettes.
Okay, who just ripped up that great cassette tape on a TV show? Who just ripped up the greatest cassette tape that we just watched on something?
I just found a bag of my mixtapes.
Remember when you'd have to, they get twisted in your machine, and you'd have to use your finger or pencil eraser to try to rewind them?
Yes, I do.
I loved them.
Ugh.
Yeah.
The glory days of waiting for the radio to play your song and then you hit record just so you could get it.
Right.
Oh,
no,
I know.
iTunes, none of this buying your singles. And
you had to listen. So you had to listen to music you may or may not have thought you liked, but you end up liking it.
You end up knowing your DJs because you waited for that DJ to say, "Hell, coming up in this next half hour, we're going to hear Madonna's Like a Virgin." You wait for that half hour to get that song on a tape, you know?
Yeah, that's so true. Jeez.
Those were the days, my friends.
Leg kick.
They never end. Dance forever. All right. This weekend, my friends are watching The Hunter. Is that the show I told you about?
The Hunter?
And they kind of liked a lot with Al Pacino on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
That came
Hunters.
Out. Yeah, that was like, that's all about like hunting down old Nazis.
Yes.
That's like a second season by now at least, right?
And Janet Jason Lee, I think, joined.
Jennifer Jason Lee.
Thank you, her. Mm-hmm. She just joined it, but if people are looking for new ideas to watch, different shows.
Casey and I finished that crazy Kaleidoscope.
And? Would you recommend it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For me?
I do. I question, everyone watches the last two episodes in the same color order, pink, then white. I question that because the last episode is the day of the heist. The second to the last episode is six months after the heist.
Switch it around then, huh? That's your tip?
So it should be white, pink?
Mine. Yeah, but it just automatically, but you can pick your... I don't know. Casey liked it just the way that it rolled out.
Yeah. Did you? You would have changed it.
Great puzzle box heist TV. I mean, if you like money heist,
yeah, we love that. Oh my gosh, you gotta. All right,
it's worth watching. All right, kaleidoscope.
The Last of Us this weekend.
Oh yes, yeah, Sunday night.
Our new Sunday night show.
Date night. Yep. And then I did watch one episode of that '90s show, and that will be the only episode I watched.
I didn't want to tell you that yesterday.
Yeah,
What happened?
Well, they didn't obviously plan for all. Like the big thing is, I wanted all the old characters back in one scene. Well, clearly they didn't have the same schedule, so they never are in the same room together acting together. So like Kelso and, you know, Jackie, who is Ashton Kutcher and, you know, his wife, current wife, they're in the scene, but they're not in a scene with all the other characters because it's just, it was poorly planned. Damn so it. Yeah, sorry. It's kind of like Fuller House, you know.
You were so excited.
Yeah, I was, but I only could get through one episode and I'm done. So yeah.
All right. Good tennis. The Australian opens on, and if maybe over the weekend, you don't have to stay up all night and watch it like I do.
Oh,
you know.
Why don't you tape it?
I do, but it's a funny taping situation.
Oh, it is?
It's a funny taping situation.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why.
My brother just tells everyone in the family, don't call me, don't message me, nothing. Because he never knows what time of the day
you don't. You don't. It's time to sing.
Wagon Wheel, Darius Rucker.
You read Hootie Fest a year ago.
Mama rock me.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Great shows tomorrow morning starting at 8. We'll be back Monday.
Job done. Off you go.